Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Pei, Baba Basra 80A, pagination is 159. Starting from the top of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Halokeach Peras Shovach Mechaveru. A person is buying the produce of a coop from his friend. Mafriach Berecha Rishona. He has to allow the first set to be free, because we want that the parent should have a reason to remain in the coop. And therefore, not only is the parent excluded, it's not a produce of the coop, but its first set of children of produce also stays with the mother, so that the mother will have reason to stay. Our point over here is to make sure that he's buying the produce, but he's not destroying the coop itself, its production ability. And therefore, the first set stays, and after that, he's buying the produce for the year. Perus kaveres, if he bought the produce of a beehive, notel gimel nechilim umesares, he's going to take three swarms of bees that are produced from this beehive, and then misares, which is some sort of cutting off, which we'll have to understand what that word means. Let's skip to the Gemara, two lines up from the wide. Bama misarson, how do you do this cutting off, this curtailing? What's it referring to? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Bechardol. Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, there's a concept of giving them mustard, and that produces a certain taste in their mouth that causes them to go and have more honey. Amri b'ma'arava, Mishmei de Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, lo chardol misarson, the mustard doesn't sterilize them, doesn't stop them from mating and producing more for the season, but because they have a sharpness in their mouth, they end up having more of their honey, which, for whatever reason, distracts them, changes the process timing, but they don't continue mating. And this was a way that you could introduce something to their cycle that would stop the cycle of mating. And the Mefarshim explained, because after a certain point, what's produced in that year is no longer productive. It's not strong. And therefore, the approach was that after three swarms were produced, they would intervene with the cycle so that the buyer would get the three swarms, and after that, the seller would intervene, and they would not produce more. Now, what exactly is meant when the Mishnah said, notel gimel nechilim, you take three swarms? How exactly does that work? Rabbi Yochanan said, notel shlosha nechilim besirus, you take three swarms in rotation. And the word sirus here is not referring to sterilizing them, but referring to cutting it off, rotation. Until this point you take, and now it's the next person's turn. And now we stop, and it's the next person's turn. And that's what sirus means, to cut something off. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, there was a rotation. Swarm one goes to one of them, swarm two goes to the other, and the buyer and seller would be switching off. Again, the theme here was like the coop, that we have to leave some bees there in order that you shouldn't destroy the beehive, the capacity for it to continue producing. He only bought the produce of the beehive, and therefore we have to have rules as to how much he's allowed to take without infringing on the future production ability of the beehive. But Masnisa Tana, we however have a brisa that says that this cutting off and rotating swarms between buyer and seller works differently. Noto gimel nechilim baze achar ze. He takes three swarms, one after another. Mikan ve'elach notel achas amaniach achas. And after the first three swarms, which go to the buyer, after that, it continues producing, it goes on rotation, alternating buyer-seller. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chaf, Se'if Yud Ches, Yikach Halokeach Gimel Nechilim, the buyer gets three swarms that are produced from this beehive, Mikan Ve'eloch, and then moving forward, after the buyer got the first three, Notel Nechil, he takes one swarm, Omeniach Nechil, and he leaves one swarm for the seller, Kedei Shetis Yashev HaKaveres, in order that the beehive should remain viable. Now, just as an aside, we encountered on a different occasion that the word seris, appointee, has the same word. So we're using it, sirus, cutting off, in terms of until this point is your turn and now it's someone else's turn. We're also using it like sirus, misarsan, sterilizing, like castrating. And the word seris, appointee, like in a government, according to some, originated from the fact that they would sterilize such men who worked for the king so that there shouldn't be any improper behavior between this appointee who was trusted as a manager in the palace and the king's wives. And as a result, by extension, all such managers acquired the term seris, even though obviously not all of them were dealt with in the same way. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.